Yesterday the church prayed, O God, the protector of all who trust in you, without whom nothing is strong and nothing is holy, multiply your mercy on us that, with you as our ruler and guide, we may so pass through things temporal that we lose not the things eternal. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. To the surprise of many, the goal of the Christian Church is not moral perfection, but faith in Jesus Christ as our Redeemer from sin, death, and the power of the devil. As we come to know that he suffered, died, and rose again to pay the price of our sin, as we accept his gift of forgiveness, we certainly will act with love toward God and neighbor. In the days of Jesus, the most religious people were the Pharisees. They did all the right things. They were the paragon of virtue, the perfect example of moral behavior. Yet they did not understand God's love, his desire that all people be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all drawing near to hear Jesus, and the Pharisees and scribes grumbled, saying, "This man receives sinners and eats with them." This week we will see that the prayer of the church confesses that we cannot, by our own works, redeem ourselves. Without the work of the Holy Spirit, we cannot become holy. Yet God, in his mercy, desires our salvation. May our Lord grant that we know of his love, that we may have the peace which comes from the forgiveness of our sins. Amen.